Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It was the twins' birthday party, and his kids. He tells other thing twins. We can get to that at some point. You know what I'm saying?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not totally surprised because of the position, maybe the size as well.
And James Strebel.
Well, I just didn't know where to cut the tip part. I didn't want to go too far.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And while I disagreed with many of the things, including the pools, which, by the way, y'all want to update those from last year, anytime you'd like to go ahead and do that from last year, the regulations on the pools, somebody get off their ass in Frankfurt and do it, because I'd say we're a little better off this June than last June. So don't just change the date. Actually change the regulation. Whoever is being the lazy ass there in Frankfurt or the local health department, do it, because they're the same as they were last year. Y'all just change the date. And if you don't think I'm going to keep talking about this, you don't know me. I'm going to make enemies in Frankfurt over this if y'all don't update the damn pool regulations.
Oh, man. I don't want him to at this point.
No.
Shut the pools down, Bashir.
Content's too good.
Have some guts, you lib. All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, Louisville baseball right now, they've taken a 2-1 lead on Vandy in the bottom of the fourth. We'll pick up that game coming up in about 45 minutes over on 93.9 The Ville. We got you until 6 o'clock. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Big Rig's back today. Reminder, the 5 o'clock hour is, and always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. I assume you did not win the six bottles of Pappy.
I did not win the six bottles
of Pappy. No, it's too bad.
It's too bad. I had big plans for those bottles.
You said you were going to sell them.
No, I was going to keep three.
Okay.
Give one of those to my dad.
Papaw?
Yeah, the old Papaw.
The old man, Tim.
The old man, Tim.
Tim.
Give him a bottle of Pappy, and then I'm going to keep two of them and then sell the rest.
There you go.
That was my plan.
There you go. Yeah. You're going to sell two bottles of Pappy.
Three bottles of Pappy.
Was it six?
Yeah,
you said you're going to keep three.
I was going to keep three, give one of those to my dad,
give two
and then
left.
Keep the other two. For myself.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean. Anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, I didn't win.
The person who won them enjoyed them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's an awesome prize.
Yeah. Well, you're selling them. What are you doing here?
Yeah, you make that money.
Make that money.
I know a bourbon guy that could have turned me on to the whole bourbon scene. I could have got some big cash for those.
There you go. You have a bourbon guy.
Yeah,
there you
I do
go.
Have a bourbon guy.
Spirits, wine, beer, and the bourbon, the premium cigars. They got you covered. Neighborhood, every neighborhood seemingly has a Cox's Spirit Shop. And then the two locations, Evergreen Liquors on Shelbyville Road. That great, great selection of craft beer. The best in town. They're delivering. Cox's Louisville. .com, and we appreciate their partnership, and they sponsor here the 5 o'clock hour on ESPN 680 105.7. Okay, we have a number of things happening right now, and I don't know where to go with any of this, okay? Well, there's a lot of things. I want to follow up on Ty Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We have that out there.
Okay.
We also have sitting out there this sports radio thing that I want to play. And we should have done it earlier, and I failed.
Oh, we got busy.
Okay, we got busy with other things. We have U of L potentially in the news with Jason Riley.
Yes, I see a lot of tweets where there's some redacted comments in some of those documents I just saw.
We have Vince Merrill calling somebody out.
Vince Merrill called someone out.
So you didn't see any of this yesterday?
I did.
Mark Ennis shot at Nick Roush.
Oh, I did see some of that.
Mark Ennis asked Nick Roush if they got paid to pretty much suck up to Vince Merrill.
Yes, I saw that, and it made me smile.
Yeah.
On a sad day, I saw those tweets.
Sad day, you saw
and
those
I smiled.
And we have Louisville needs another playmaker, which I don't think Mitch is going to make today's cut. I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and delete
that
story.
Tomorrow.
That is not going to happen. So I don't know where you want to go. And we have on top of this, not only sound, but we have this story.
I saw this.
So you saw this.
Yes, I did see this. Yeah, a little Ben Affleck news, which is odd. That's an odd place to go, but it's pretty funny.
So we'll tease that as we go today. So we are very busy today.
Wasn't there a Louisville blog story, too, you wanted
to update us on? Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I heard. You ready for this?
Yeah, I am ready for this.
All right. This is just what I heard. I have not verified this.
Okay, so
but rumors. I've had three people now say I need to talk about this on the air.
All right.
Blankenbaker infamously had the Louisville Man article.
Oh, yeah. One of his, his best work.
It's the hit.
It's the best work. He's done.
If he were a band, like a one-hit wonder, that's his Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
I'm not saying he is a one-hit wonder, but if he were, that's what he would be known for.
That's what the crowd would be chanting as he performs.
Multiple people have said, and I'm not going to waste a second researching this, that page is now gone from the internet.
Wow.
Mitch, have you heard this? It's gone.
It's gone.
The Louisville Man story's been scrubbed?
I have the Louisville Man story right here if you want me to read it.
Well, no, but we have the article screenshotted, right?
Yes.
So it will live in infamy forever.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
well, someone
man.
Needs to tell Blank, because he may not know.
That his piece de resistance, his...
I have no idea what you just said. What did you say?
Masterpiece.
Wait, hang on. What did you just say?
The piece de resistance. Like his masterpiece.
You sound like a Kentucky fan trying to be like smart right there.
Sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say? I still don't know.
The piece de resistance. I heard it in a movie once.
I don't know what you said. I still don't know what that means.
It's the greatest thing he's ever done.
Is that in a different language?
It's like French, yeah.
Oh, that's supposed to be French.
It's supposed to be
okay,
French.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. He didn't catch on the accent.
Texas says 105 skipping. Well, you know, what do you want me to do?
Go to
Texas
the car
says,
and fix it.
How about Dante Allen and a tight point guard for a national championship?
Whenever we talk about Kentucky guards, I always forget him. Like, I think it's just Kellen Grady's on the roster, and that's it. I was like, oh, yeah, they have Dante Allen, too. I forgot about him.
Texas says Crean's the best athlete. Mitch is sending us the entire article.
He did. He said
the last two lines, Louisville Athletics, we're focused on ourselves and we're still miles ahead. Louisville first, cards forever. Don't do this, Mitch. Don't do this. By the way, your boy Jacob DeGrom was scratched tonight. I need to go bet all the money on the Cardinals.
Oh,
go ahead, put $200 on the Cardinals right now.
There's no Arenado for the Cardinals either, but I still
what's
feel...
What's wrong with him?
What's his problem?
It's just his first day off. You got to get the guy a day off every now and again. DeGrom's hurt, though, because he's always hurt. But
that's enough baseball. There it is. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Texter DeGrom scratch Mitch to celebrate. Yeah, he wants people to be injured. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. All right, let me bring this up real quick, and then we'll get to Vince Merrill. And then at 5:30, I want to get to this Ty Washington stuff. Reminder: Louisville baseball in about 40 minutes over on 93.9 The Ville. Louisville leads 2-1 in the top of the fifth. And the guy who's pitching for Louisville might have red hair, so Mitch might like him.
Oh, there you go.
I can't tell, though, from where we are. Okay, so Jason Riley put some of this stuff out from WDRB. And it all in hang here. I'm going to stumble around here. Right now, there's the Brian Bowen versus Adidas lawsuit that's going on. Again, this has all been going on for years. And one of the headlines here that Jason Riley has is that one of these individuals, Chris Rivers, who I believe is with Adidas, I love this. Rivers may have transferred $3,000 per month to the Williamson family for an unspecified amount of time, and Adidas, quote, does not know the specific purpose. And so there's all of these different, and listen, the may have, your face lit up. I laughed at this.
Wow.
He may have paid him $3,000.
Right.
Now, everybody believes that Zion Williamson got money, his entire recruitment. I mean, nobody thinks that didn't happen at this point. Did it? I don't know. But if you're going to ask me, do you think it did? I'm going to answer yes. Housing, whatever it may be,
whatever
Zion got the setup.
Yeah, he did. Oh,
okay?
100%
and everybody bleeping knows. knows it.
Right.
Okay, so anyway.
Except for Coach K.
Well, it's just like small amounts, like July 10th, $1,030. And it's just
accumulated.
Small, yeah, and like $110, $343.
$110.
Like, I mean, to send someone $343, like, that's a bill, right?
Yeah, it's like, or $110 no, like your cell phone bill.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right,
that's a
yeah.
bill.
That's your
bill. Yeah, like, you're paying the bill amount. You're
yeah.
not paying over it. You're not rounding it off to right. $200 or $150 or $500. You're paying the actual amount.
Had an oil change for $110.
So that's out there.
Right?
And the whole, you know, he may have transferred. Well, you know, that ain't going to work.
No.
Anyway, I mean, Louisville fans could get mad at this, and I understand it. The thing that is interesting, and Riley tweeted this out a couple hours ago, some of these new, I'm reading from his account, some of these newish documents raise a lot of doubt whether former U of L assistant Kenny Johnson provided a cash payment to Bowen's father. Johnson obviously denies it, saying he was, quote, not going to jeopardize his family by helping Bowen. Bowen Sr. also apparently told the FBI twice that Coach Johnson never gave him any money, but then testified at trial that he did.
Ooh.
Quote, at trial, however, Bowen Sr. gave a starkly different account. And obviously, I mean, we already knew that Kenny Johnson's accounts and bank records and some of the tech stuff did not show
right.
that there was a setup to go meet and money and all of that. The thing that I don't know, and again, I don't want to get into, and this is about as far as I will take it, I don't want to get into the entire conversation that we always get into, but I don't know how the IARP people are going to view Bowen Sr. Because I view him, here's my problem. I think he's an inconsistent at best and a liar at worst, and I think he's a liar. And yeah. I think he's probably my man's scheming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sketchy dude.
And we know that. And part of me knows that that's the hustle, especially when you have a kid as talented, at least at the collegiate level, of his son. But if I say I don't trust him, part of his argument here would be really potentially, okay, this is just one part of it, okay? It's one part of it, but hell, Louisville would take any good news.
They would.
They would take any good news, okay,
on
at all.
Front, absolutely.
This doesn't let you off the hook, but it sure lessens the hook a little bit.
Right.
I don't trust Brian Bowen Sr. at all. But part of his story is really good. And that is telling the FBI I didn't take any money from Kenny Johnson.
Yeah,
the
for Louisville
other
fans,
the
yeah.
other part under oath, he's testified that he did.
Yeah, which isn't so good.
I mean, to me, you throw it out.
Here's,
you have an inconsistent, unreliable witness. Whether you're an NCAA court of law or whatever, Brian Bowen Sr. again is inconsistent at best and liar at worst, and that doesn't take Louisville off the hook. I don't think Louisville's going to get off the hook on all of this stuff. But if you can tell me you can loosen the rope a little bit, you can give a little slack in this,
right.
I think you take it.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know what any of this is.
It all goes back to – because this is how it all got started, right? The genesis of this was the Jordan Fair taped conversation in Las Vegas with FBI agents. That's where it all goes back to start. Now, it gets muddied from that point to – where Brian Bowen Sr. testified that he did take money, and they're having a hard time
like, I don't believe
connecting
him.
Money to Kenny Johnson.
I don't believe that Bowen Sr. would put his hand on a Bible and that would mean anything.
Oh, hell no.
The majority of people I know would put their hand on the Bible and lie
well,
up there.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, so either he lied to the feds, which is a big deal, or he lied
in
a courtroom
testimony.
Under oath. So he lied to the feds or he lied under oath. Either way, he's a liar.
Jason Riley continues, text messages at the time also back Johnson's account. Johnson texted Dawkins specifically to complain about Bowen Sr.'s, quote, repeated questions and comments during this period. None of the text messages contained any, mention of money.
So that does look favorable to Louisville.
I don't know what's favorable and what's not. I want to say that. I want that to be the way it is, but I just don't know. By the way, CBS Sports today, and Your boy Barrett Sally said Wandell Robinson will be a Heisman contender.
Woo! I mean, how about that? Barrett Sally, yeah! That's a big-time college football analyst. Hey, you listen when Barrett Sally talks.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
When he talks,
it really is.
You listen. How about Wandell Robinson and a tight quarterback for a Heisman this year?
It's spring football overreactions.
When Barrett Sally talks, you listen.
That's right.
It's spring football overreactions. That's the name of the article.
Oh.
Just so you know. Settle down over there, Big Rig.
I'm just saying, you know, I like what I'm hearing about Wandell.
Wandell. You like what you're hearing about Wandell.
Wandell, yes.
437-9680. Mitch, do we have – I'm sorry, did you text us something? Do you have an update to the softball league, or is that quiet for the rest of the day?
It's quiet down a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll pick back up tomorrow with Greer in.
Greer's going to be in, right? Texas says, would MAGA Strebel lie on the Bible?
No. I'm not MAGA. But no, I would not lie on the Bible.
Come on. You'd lie on the Bible.
No.
Oh, if it meant like if you knew you could lie under oath and your wife wouldn't get taken away for murder, you'd lie on the Bible.
That's a tough spot.
It's not a tough spot. You'd lie on the Bible.
If it meant my wife not going to jail.
No,
for murder,
I'm giving you the most extreme.
That is
she
the
got
most extreme.
Set up for murder. It's
yeah.
extreme, okay?
It is extreme.
She got set up for murder.
Yeah.
Okay. But somehow your testimony or maybe you pay someone else in their testimony to lie on the Bible, to lie under oath.
Yeah.
You absolutely do that to ensure that your wife doesn't spend the rest of her life in prison. 100%.
But if I have to lie about it, it means she did it.
No, she got framed.
Oh, she got framed.
Right.
Oh, she got
so
framed.
Either you can lie and make up a story that everyone believes, or you pay a witness off.
Well, I wouldn't. And if she's innocent at all, like, God would be okay with that. He'd be like, oh, yeah, that's fine. He lied on the Bible, but she was innocent. That's a muddy water. That's very muddy water.
Mitch, would you lie on the Bible?
I thought about that when you brought it up, and I probably no. I think I would be too scared to get caught with perjury.
So you're not worried about lying on the Bible. You're just worried
about
perjury.
Yes, I'm worried about going to prison.
Right.
Yeah.
You would not do well there.
No, I
would
not. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I would.
Would you take the advice of like going and picking out like the biggest, baddest dude on the cell block?
No, probably not. I probably would just keep to myself.
Wow.
Texas says, what about the part U of L trying to scrub Dawkins from the visit list? Oh, yeah, that absolutely happened. Again, I don't want to make it sound like Louisville basketball is going to be good here. I ain't trying to make it sound that way. I think Bowen Sr. is an unbelievable person.
Yeah, absolutely.
In every single way, and more that comes out makes him unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not – I mean, he told the FBI one thing and testified another thing.
Which is
and he was
deal.
A star witness.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the star witnesses.
Especially when it comes to IARP NCAA stuff.
Well, we don't know what the hell they're going to do. I mean, we just saw the NCAA lob a softball at Southern California basketball and gave them a pass. I mean, just basically said Andy Enfield, all's forgiven, you know, go move on. We have no idea what the IARP is going to do at all. No clue.
Texter says, perjury.
I knew it was coming.
I think he did say perjury, didn't he?
Texas says, would MAGA Strebel lie on the Constitution? Texas says, Kentucky fans trashed Barrett Sally last year.
I don't remember that.
I don't either, but it probably happened.
I'll be honest,
I'm not a fan of him either, but that's just for other reasons.
Who, Greer?
No, Barrett Sally.
Oh. Why Barrett Sally?
Why Barrett Sally? What'd he do?
It's a St. Louis Cardinals thing. He's on the same list with John Heyman for me.
Oh, he's a Braves fan, right?
Yeah,
he's a Braves fan.
Very obnoxious.
Texter says, you all need to kick Greer out of the league. If this was a soccer league, give him a spot. Know your role, Greer.
I thought he's supposed to be pretty good. He brags on the V show about how good he is.
Texter says, perjury.
I can't believe you said perjury. And then I missed
it. I thought I said perjury, but I, you know.
Texter says per Gary. Texter says, quote, I'm more afraid of going to prison than going to hell. What an odd hour. I gave you Jason Riley. We needed to get to it. Yeah. I gave you your vegetables, and now we'll just be jackasses for the hour.
Yeah, that's great. That's when the show's oh well.
I mean, one of the things on my wheel of content was, would Strebel file for divorce if it guaranteed him $65 billion?
Yes,
$65 billion.
Yeah,
my wife would agree to a divorce if it was $65 billion.
That's not the question.
You're gonna leave her behind.
No, you're going to leave her behind.
No, but that's the question. He's asking you a hypothetical. You don't get to change the hypothetical.
No, I'm not going to divorce my wife for $65 billion.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
Please.
Because that would jeopardize not only our relationship and our marriage, but it could harm the kids.
Well, you get kids involved. You have $65 billion. You're not worried about the kids.
I am worried about the kids.
Well, you may be. Are you?
I would be. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't have $65 billion. You'll live a different life.
Yeah, but I don't want to live a life where I see my kids less. Because that's essentially what would happen.
You could see the kids.
Not every day.
You fly them to Vegas or wherever you're living.
No. I got to see them every day.
Well, you don't see them every day.
I do see them every day.
Not the twins.
I do.
Not the twins.
I take them to school every single day, and they come home with me every day. Yes, I do. That's why I drive the minivan. I can't not see them.
Texas says, what are you guys going to talk about once you can't talk about the softball league for 2 hours a day?
Great question.
We'll find something. There's always something.
Kick Greer off the team.
It's seeming to be a popular. Nick's got to stand up.
I think Greer needs to go.
Nick needs to stand up for
himself.
Greer
needs to go. Is Nick going
to
stand up for himself?
He needs
to. Wait until Bob finds out that Nick's being pushed around.
Oh, that's a great point. Because
that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, he's pushing her. Where Greer and Nick are going to talk, that's going to be fireworks tomorrow for the show. They're going to battle. I hope they battle.
It is kind of perfect. Greer got us like three or four guys for the team today, and Nick thought he got one person for the team today, and it ended up not happening.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice to Nick. Texas says, would MAGA Jamie lie on the art of the deal? Man, that's a good text.
That's a good text.
That's a really good text.
Yeah. For those that don't know, that was Trump's book.
By the way, I think the Louisville guy's safe at home. I think they might be up 3-1 here.
They're going to reverse this call. He called him out at home. Let's see what happens.
Texas says Libby Strebel would cancel his family for $65 billion.
I would not cancel my family. Now I'm a liberal. At first I was MAGA. Now I'm a Libby. Fuck, you canceling people. What am I?
Texas can't be hanging with Kiki and Jessica with $65 billion.
I would not do that.
Texas says I'd leave my son in a dumpster for $65 billion.
That's a lie. Unless you don't have a good son, then maybe. Unless you don't like your kids.
Oh, man, there's a bunch of these.
Well, the $65
billion? Oh, yeah, that's all. Yeah. You're such a liar.
I'm not a liar. I would not.
I don't believe you. $65 billion.
You don't have to believe me. I'm not jeopardizing seeing my children. I'm not. That's more important to me than money.
$65 billion.
Yes, it's more $65 billion.
It's more important than you're fine with divorcing your wife.
No, I'm not fine with divorcing my wife.
Let's say you get to see the kids whenever you want. You get to see the kids whenever you want.
I don't want to divorce my wife.
That wasn't the question. Do you want to divorce your wife for $65 billion?
No, I want to divorce my wife for $65 billion. I love her and I want to be married to her. That is it. I mean, I'm not divorced there for 60. Maybe some soulless creatures out there would divorce their wife for money, and that's fine. You want to do that? That's your journey. That's not the journey I'm on, brother. I mean, seriously, like, yeah, I would go home and tell my I don't love you. I love money. No, I'm not going to do that.
Texas says, kick Greer off.
I hope Nick and Jeff battle tomorrow. I want that to happen.
Is Nick still there?
It's going to be an odd V show.
Texas says, I hear Greer's going to push Diener out the door, too. Texas says, you could clone your kids for $65 billion.
I don't want a clone. I want the real ones. And by the way, you don't know what those clones are going to turn out to be. They start as, like, you don't just clone, like, something life-size. It's just like.
You have to start with a rat or a gerbil.
Well, not only that, it's like.
Not Bobby Petrino. Not that rat. A different rat.
You can't clone, like, if you wanted to clone me. You couldn't just, like, have life-size James Strebel as he is now. I would have to be born as a baby again. That would be the clone. It would be a baby clone.
Texas says, Mitch going to purgatory for commuting perjury.
Purgatory.
Texas says, would Strebel's wife take that deal?
No, I don't think she would. I don't think she would.
Yeah.
I don't, she wouldn't divorce me for $65 million.
Go ahead and take that bet.
I'll text her right now.
I mean, Strebel, please.
She wouldn't.
Can't really think that.
It's
one thing that you think you're better looking than Drew Franklin.
Would you?
That's one thing. But it's another thing to think for $65 billion that your wife would not divorce you.
And
that is a staggering thing.
Just send her right. Would you divorce
me for $65 billion? It's a staggering thing for you to say.
She wouldn't. I'm telling you right now, she wouldn't.
By the way, the Louisville guy got called out at home, and I don't know if that's the right call. Danny Mac's not going too crazy, so I guess he's good. But, man, I thought he was safe.
On that call?
I don't know. I don't know who the umps are.
Nate Huber is. I don't know if he's umping today or not.
Thank you for that, Strebel. Thank you for adding to the conversation
there.
No, thank you. You haven't even seen anyone. They all look the same.
Well, I'm looking at the umps.
All the same clothes on.
They do. Can't tell behind the mask.
Text. It's going to make him mad. I mean, the gist of it is whether you're there or not, you're not going to, you know, take the kids fishing, take the kids.
Oh, I don't do anything with my children.
Right.
I didn't spend the entire weekend with them doing things.
Right.
I sat in a room by myself, and they all did things, and I just sat at home. I didn't do anything with my kids this week.
Texas says you could buy a new mitt for $65 bill.
I like the mitt I have.
I'm trying to find this, but a guy thought that I said Williamson got $3,000. A texter thought I meant Sam Williamson.
Oh!
And so they thought, Zion Williamson. That would be unfortunate for Louisville if they found out that Sam Williamson's family got $3,000. Like, they just happened to wander upon it through all of this hell that Louisville's been on. Sam Williamson got $3,000.
Yeah, from I can see, because we just said the last name. We didn't explain the context. So if a Louisville fan's driving around, they hear Williamson $3,000. They may have had a little mini heart attack.
Texas says almost drove off the road with the trash can thing. Mitch, do we have any sound today? Listen,
do you want to get in the sports radio thing feud?
Oh yeah, let's do that right now. Yeah, you want to do that right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
So let me do this setup here. Zach Wilson got drafted by the Jets.
Correct.
I kind of think Zach Wilson's going to be a bust.
I agree with that.
But thank you.
I think he's going to be awesome.
I'm with you. Based on what, six games he played?
Good. You know what? I love even more that Mitch loves it. By the way, Louisville now pouring it on.
They are.
4-1 on Vanderbilt, bottom five. 4-1, bottom five. 93-9 will pick up that game in about 20 minutes. 4-3-7-9-6-80. Okay, so here's what happened. Do you know what one of the big conversations around Zach Wilson was?
His mother.
He's got a hot mom.
Yes, he's got a – yes, he does have very attractive mothers. He blew up on social media.
My radio icon, who went to jail for 2.5 years, Craig Carden, does the afternoon show now. He got out of jail. He was a morning show, disgraced, in jail, out of jail, afternoon show.
He's back in business.
That's sports radio.
Yes.
That's sports radio, okay?
That's how it works.
So anyway – he asked Zach Wilson, I mean, he brought it up to Zach Wilson, and the internet being the internet was crushing him. So yesterday, I went back and listened to his podcast. I normally do.
Yeah.
They called all the people, they called him out whiny biatches and stuff like that. And then they just took calls from guys who had hot moms.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I love all of this.
Yeah.
Okay. He got crushed for this.
Okay.
Which I find to be funny, and it was like one of the big takeaways.
It was a huge takeaway.
The guy's going to New York. He got to keep it real. Go ahead.
So I check out the newspapers, right, when I wake up this morning. I go online. Let me just see what other people are saying about my guy. You know, and the headline of the Post is Zachpot. I'm like, all right, I like that. Not bad. The lead story, though, is not about Zach Wilson becoming the New York Jet quarterback. Your mom has become the lead story here. And I say that respectfully because people are like, the star of the first round of the draft is Mrs. Wilson because she's a very attractive woman. And I'm just wondering how awkward that is for you that you just got picked second overall in the draft and the focus is, wow, his mom is really hot. I assume you've dealt with it your whole life, but now it's playing out on Broadway. How awkward was that for you?
Yeah, it's not my favorite for sure. We like to keep her out of the spotlight, but she's an awesome lady, and I love having her support.
No doubt. No doubt. I respect that. I had to bring it up because it is on the front page of the papers today.
Oh, man. That's
oh,
so
my
great.
Gosh. You can just hear the cringe in
we
Zach
like to
Wilson's
keep this
voice.
In the back. We like yeah. to keep her in the background.
Yes, we like to keep her in the background.
By the way, Louisville hit a home run. They got to be up like 7-1 right now. They're blowing Vandy out.
They are.
Good
six,
for them. Look at that.
6-1. There you go. Dan
Kentucky can't do that.
Dan McDonald's
Does Kentucky
back.
Ever beat Vandy?
Yeah.
Mitch, have they ever beat them?
I have no idea.
I think
Can
they
you
have.
Name one player on Kentucky's team?
No.
Okay.
No,
who's
the
coach?
I
was just seeing
Nick Mangione is the coach. Yeah, he's the coach. I don't know any of the players.
So what do you
though.
Think about that?
I think they
what if that. What if that local?
That would be.
Now, the coaches man. Don't go on the air here. They're sure not going on this show.
That's
but,
true.
But do we have Diener on Chris Mack? We need to play that today.
Yes,
Diener on Chris Mack. I think Diener's waging war on Chris Mack. I don't know what's going on.
Well, one week he loves him. The next week he hates him. I don't know what Diener likes or doesn't like about Chris Mack. What did he do? Does something to do with the Derby?
Oh, man.
You like hear
that Derby? Was a whole different controversy.
That's a whole different controversy.
You know the Diener controversy yesterday?
No.
Oh, you didn't know any of this?
No.
No, that's fine. You shouldn't. Oh, you're busy.
Yeah, what
we'll get to it.
Okay,
we'll get to it. We got a long week, brother. We got
do.
A long week.
Yeah.
Ty Washington's in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And, I mean, the only thing I can think for the next 2 weeks is to get you ready for the Preakness. So let's call Louis Rabeau.
Okay, let's do it. We'll have Lou Rabeau on one day, Mike Gandolfo on the next, and we'll just rotate day after day.
All right, go ahead, Mitch. Yeah, give us something here.
Yeah.
Satterfield put out a little press conference, and he talked a whole lot about recruiting. And he talked about why they hadn't picked anybody up, and he talked about why they were waiting and what mm-hmm. they were doing.
Wow, wait a minute. A coach talking about why decisions are being made within his program when things are going on? Gosh, that's a fascinating concept. It's almost like if you had a basketball coach with 9 player transactions, 3 coaching transactions, who hadn't said a damn word in a month, you might want to do the same damn thing. I mean, I don't know. Is Chris Mack gone mute? Did he get COVID and make him mute? I mean, that's what I want to know. Is Chris Mack mute? That's what I really want to know right now because, yeah, having a coach get out there and explain decisions that have gone on to a fan base that deserves an explanation is a fascinating concept.
Biff, can you give Digger a hug, please?
He needs
I mean, it's ridiculous.
His face
the
is as red as I've ever seen
The silence of Chris
it.
Mack is insulting to this fan base. Oh. He has made quality moves. He has made decisions that people wanted to be made. And this, you know, this is to not talk about to this point should be offensive to the fans. He doesn't owe the media a damn thing. He owes the fans who did not get to go to the tournament an explanation of the decisions that were made, which appear to be good decisions about what's going on. Instead, he shows up at Oaks with no pink on.
The last line.
It's got to be a promo.
Oh, wow.
We got to send it to Greeny.
If they don't make it, it's
yes.
a great. That's, you know
that's
what? Done.
Idea.
If they don't make that a promo for the Diener show, because, you know, process. He'll just pick the first thing that's said.
Right. Yeah, it'll be very positive, whatever it is. He'll be like, hey, had a good time this weekend.
We need
go
to make,
cards.
We need to make that a promo, the take with Andy Sweeney, and it's just Diener doing that.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Not us.
Yeah,
it's just Diener. Not us. It's just Diener.
And he didn't wear pink at the Oaks. I mean, the dismount on that.
I love
fantastic.
That. I can't tell you. I didn't bring that up yesterday. The amount of people that were like, Mack and his wife aren't wearing pink at the Oaks.
No, people were mad about it. Yeah,
they went black sheep.
They did. They went very
black streak. The what was their big hit?
Oh,
come on,
no diggity,
bang,
no diggity, no doubt.
Mitch, you'd have any idea what that is?
Is it like no diggity, back it up, or am I wrong on that?
No diggity, back it up. I don't know what that
is. Bag it up. I'm about to bag it up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know the
I
song.
Was close.
I don't know who was funnier there, Mitch or you.
Well, I
want that sound as the rejoin. You know what? It's a perfect lead-in to the Hightower Men's Clinic.
It really,
it
no
really
diggity,
is.
Yeah.
Hit the liner, and I'll tell you about the Hightower Men's Clinic. All right, guys, a perfect lead in. If you are dealing with ED or PD, erectile dysfunction or Peyronie's disease, it does not have to, quite frankly, rule your life. The Hightower Men's Clinic has been in this area for years upon years, helping guys like you. Schedule that appointment today at HightowerMens.com or give them a call, 690-2800. Find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy and how they can help you. You don't have to live with it, and they're here for you. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, HightowerMens.com, HightowerMens.com, patient reviews, and find out how they can help you on that website, and you can give them a call, 690-2800. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
A lot of people come and talk to me all the time. And I just,
you're a celebrity
I'm not a celebrity there, but a lot of people go, oh, hey, round A. I didn't do that. And I was like, I can't.
And James Strebel.
So you're getting a lot of pub at these games?
Not a lot of pub, but people know who I am. Word has spread through Little League Baseball.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Word has spread through Little League Baseball. Easily the douchiest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Hey, a big thank you to Tommy and company at Delivery.com. Delivery.com bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Sicilian Pizza and Pasta. They're locally owned. Delivery.com, and they bring the restaurant to you. And use that promo code ORDERNOW. ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. And right now, they're hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery and keep your own tips. And a reminder, if you run a restaurant, you're looking to grow your business with food delivery, contact, again, locally owned delivery.com, delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. In 5 or 6 minutes, 93.9 is going to go over to Louisville baseball. Louisville baseball leads 6-1 over Vandy in the top of the sixth inning. So that game is just flying along for a college baseball game. I mean, we're an hour and 40 in, and they're in the top of the sixth. That's pretty damn good.
You know, Vandy
that's pretty good.
They don't play slow like Kentucky.
No, well, they don't. Kentucky plays slow.
Play
that's
slow.
Their style.
That's their style, according to Mark Blankenbaker.
Mitch, how much of this have you heard? And we talked about this during the break. By the way, during the break, Strebel looking up the IG account of Zach Wilson's mother. All I heard was, oh, here's a picture of her making her bed.
Oh, it's a video.
Oh, it's a video.
She does a lot of videos. There's a lot of videos in the kitchen. She's cooking things a lot.
Really?
Kind of doing that. So, like, home upkeep things as well.
Okay.
That's what her IG's full of.
Did you hit that follow or not?
No, I just wanted to, you know.
You didn't hit that follow.
Didn't hit the follow. I was just curious.
Have you cleared your history yet?
When's the last time you cleared your history?
Let's see. I don't think I have. I haven't really been looking at IG a lot. So, let me see what my history is. It's just Zach Wilson's mom. It's my history.
It really is,
yeah,
Mitch.
Yeah, it really is. There's nothing there.
By the way, you didn't play the Blackstreet song.
Oh, yeah. You should have played that, Mitch.
Oh, God
back.
Bless. Mitch.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
Texter says, James's wife responded to the question about $65 billion.
Yes, she would not.
Listen, she's lying to you.
Okay, she may be.
Just know that she's lying to you.
Okay. I'm not lying. I really am.
That's
not.
That's fine.
She may be lying to me.
She is.
Yes.
I hate to call her a liar, but in this instance, it's not true.
Okay. Well,
I don't believe people say money doesn't buy happiness. I don't believe those people.
Well,
I think money does buy a great deal of happiness.
But you hear about these lottery people that win the lottery end up like going to jail and having like addiction problems and going bankrupt and losing all their money.
I'll
that
gamble.
Happens all the time.
I'll gamble.
I'm with
Give
you.
Me the money. I'll take that bet.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I would, too. I would take that bet. I'd rather have the lottery than not. But at the same time, I think there is some truth to that.
Okay.
Because there are some people that end up being disasters after the lottery.
437-9680. So that's something we talked about today. Boy, yeah. That's where it's went today. We did talk some Kentucky basketball today.
Yeah.
I still want to get your thoughts probably. Ty Washington, we had a couple different guests on today. Worth playing some of that. Mitch, we also talked about this during the break. So let's do this. How much are you noticing Louisville people on Twitter being excited? Two things about Louisville Twitter. Number one, how much are you seen fake takes? I'm not seeing very much other than Biscuit on Louisville field hockey that's in the Final Four.
It's picking up a little bit.
Okay.
I think
when do they play?
I think
we know when they play.
I think it's Thursday.
So
is
by
the Final
Thursday,
Four game.
The rest of tonight, tomorrow, and then game day,
yeah.
We expect that to pick up. Yes. Now, I will say, Blankenbaker, I'll trust him on this.
Okay.
Blankenbaker's dad was a coach at Bellarmine, like field hockey coach.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So I'll roll with him on that.
Okay.
And he's the only one. I want to be clear. He's the only one.
Well, that adds a little credence.
It does.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people do what a lot of people did on the BBN side when the volleyball team went for the national title.
A lot of fake taking, a lot of overpraising.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they've been falling all season.
Did you see I tagged you in a little back and forth with Anna Tirillo? And you
I did.
And you didn't say anything.
Well, it was, yeah. I did.
You bent the knee to Anna Tirillo.
No, it wasn't about
because all these Kentucky people believe that Kentucky football is going to be great.
Yeah. And it's not like I bent the knee to
You bent the knee to
Anna
Tirillo.
I just didn't comment.
You act like you won't divorce your wife for $65 billion, but you wouldn't battle Anna Tirillo on Twitter.
Right.
You gave in that easy.
No,
you bent the knee that easy.
No, it had nothing to do with it. She's a nice person. It has nothing to do with anything else. That's all that was. I just was like,
Boy, he melted.
I don't want to.
Mitch, he melted pretty good there.
With
wow.
her. That's all it was.
Wow.
Now, if we get her on the radio, I would argue with her on the radio about it.
Texas says, I tune in for the first time today, and you're talking about Zach Wilson's mom on IG. That's on brand. It is.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Of course, that's what we're doing. Yeah, you had to look.
Texas says, you all should do the Barstool thing with Christmas and ex-girlfriends. They get people to text their ex after 5 years or so and say, Merry Christmas. The responses are gold.
Huh. I don't have any of my ex's numbers.
Well, you could do the Facebook. You could do
a Facebook messenger. Yeah.
A little
hey,
PM or something.
Merry Christmas, so-and-so, and then see if she responds back.
Texter says, Strebel bent the knee.
I didn't bend the knee. I just didn't argue.
Texter says, I'm tuning in late. What's Strebel's reaction to the U of L stuff? Our guy Rummage, and this is the other thing. Our guy Rummage is like, they're off the hook. I mean, this is just one part of that.
Oh.
Potentially. But I'm not going to get into that. I'll let Louisville fans get into that. The other thing was this, and I blame Mitch for this. This is a Louisville Twitter thing I blame Mitch for.
Yeah.
You're not even aware that there's this terrible conversation about, within Louisville camps, but they won't battle, about Jared West.
Oh, I got a little...
Yeah.
A little bit of that on my way in.
Right. Well, our guy Chris Hatfield, who might be banned from the show now. I don't know what we're going to do.
We banned Chris Hatfield.
He gave Rummage credit because Rummage
like
said today, Jared West is a point guard. Well, which has never been the conversation.
That's not been the conversation.
The conversation has been, is he a point guard on a really good team?
That was our
entire
take.
Kentucky's going to have point guards. Are they good point guards on a good team? Is Jared West a good point guard on a good team? My backup to that was going to be Rivals rankings came out today, and Mike James is a top 50 kid, top 45 kid.
Okay.
Mitch, does that change your opinion of him playing guard and playing next season? And he's moved up. I mean, it's a kid who was like he
I
was,
thought he was top 60. I don't know.
This is Justin Rivals.
Oh, Justin Rivals.
Yeah. I'm using that. I'm not. It's not composite. I'll have to look up the composite. I'm just saying Rivals rankings came out.
And, he's gone up.
Yes, and Mike James continues to go up. I mean, I feel like he was in the 80s, and he's moved up 40 spots. That's how I feel
That's pretty significant. That's significant.
Jeff Greer had the conversation where he's like, yeah, the coaching staff's told me to be ready to play the two. Well, if that's the case, that tells me these are your guards, and Mike James is the other guard.
Yeah, so it's going to be Jared West, Mike James.
But the Jared West conversation, because it's going to be, I'm going to stop it right now so it's not mischaracterized.
Okay.
I don't think he's a bum, but I don't think he's Carl Leak. You all do. There's people that think he's a bum, and there's people that think he's going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm just not personally high on him.
I'm not that high on him either. But the problem you got is people like Greer.
Yeah.
And people like Rutherford disagree with Maben and Rummage.
They won't battle them.
Then they won't battle each other.
They won't battle each other over
Kentucky media don't, they're not battling each other.
No, they don't.
Okay?
Yes.
You wrote an article about Justin Rowland.
Yes.
Okay?
And we hashed it out.
And you hashed it out.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a battle here.
Maben
and Rummage versus Rutherford and Greer.
That's heavyweights.
You damn right
that's
it is.
Heavyweights.
And they disagree with each other.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, I'm not saying Jared West ain't a point guard or not going to play a lot or isn't a big part of the team. But how good is he?
I mean,
if he's the main guy, how good is he?
And Mitch made the point last week, you know, he'd be happy if he's Christian Cunningham. You know, and look, if he's Christian Cunningham, that is better than I expect him to be, honestly. But I still don't think that's good enough for Louisville. I don't think a Christian Cunningham point guard on this team is good enough for Louisville.
Texas says, where is he in the lock posit? Texas says, what's Mike James's lock posit? Texas says, what's the lock posit on Mike James?
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. And Locke's embarrassing himself in these DMs. He's embarrassed. He wants some type of soundboard. So we're it.
He's,
you and I are
he,
it.
He's DMing us, Mitch. And here's the thing: when I showed him that Ty Washington was a composite 5-star, top 30, he pivoted to he's not even top 25.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Whoa. That's exactly what he did.
Locke may want to hold off that because I was reading. We had a Rivals guy on, so I was just looking on Rivals. And apparently the Iverson Classic is coming up, right?
He's going to blow up in the Iverson Classic.
And yeah, all these recruiting experts are like, he's going to ball out in the Iverson Classic. He's going to shoot up to the top 15.
Oh, good Cal for Arizona.
Lock him up, Cal. Quit playing these games.
Texas says, tough to have the phone number of imaginary people, a.k.a. Strebel's ex-girlfriends.
People act like I didn't... I didn't have a life before I was married. I mean, that's funny to me. I'm sure
you don't sell it well. That would be my opinion.
I don't either. But that's. I mean, I'm sure this person, whoever he is, was just cleaning up. Just cleaning up.
Texas says Matty Banks and Kyle Tucker battle all the time.
They do. BBN people will battle one another. Louisville fans are scared. Y'all scared. Y'all can't. You all can't move away from the hive mind.
People get too upset.
They get too upset, and they all have to think the same all the time. That they're this. It's like the Borg in Star Trek. They're all together all the time. They're just this mass of just carnation love. And if anybody steps out of that, you're like Mitchell. Mitchell tries to step out of it once in a while,
get smacked.
And they get smacked around.
That's why, I don't
get
involved anymore. I don't need that in my
Mitch
life.
Is gonna be, you know what, Mitch is going to do in the softball league?
What?
He's going to throw an L's up with Mike Rutherford.
He is.
And like Keith Wynn and all these guys.
It's going to be a picture
and
the entire
Jeff Greer
team.
Because that's what it is now.
Yeah,
nah, I'd be hanging with my guy, Double J, Justin Jeffries, if he's a part of it.
Yeah. Hold your breath on that one.
I don't think they throw an L's up at Justin Jeffries. I don't think they'd do that. That's just me.
Read some of these texts. Mitch, what sound? Thank you for the chortle there. What sound do you want to play? The process sound is great. I'm looking at the Mike Pratt sound I want to hear. Biscuit said some things today. Bobby V had a very odd reference during his show.
Huh.
I just kind of want to play all of this. So what do you want to play first? Intro, whatever you have here. We can play a ton of this sound.
Let's start with the process. I have no idea what they're talking about, but process is just process.
Trying to get your kids into sports,
which has been a 13-year struggle for me.
Yeah, right, but I am you know. Gordon Gekko of capitalism, my man.
Gordon Gekko of capitalism. Gordon Gekko went to jail.
One of the processes things was, he said he fist bumped the governor and said, run it back. He said, hey, Gov, got a fist bump, and then said, run it back.
That makes me a little sad.
Texas says, what a Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Texas says, BBN is Tucker Carlson, Louisville is NPR. Boy, that's so true. It really is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I want that on a T-shirt. Play something else, Mitch.
You have nothing to lose by opening your mouth.
Right.
You really don't. Suck on the shell, you know, and you can mark that, I guess. I chew it, but I spit out the shell. You know what I mean? Like, I chew to open it and get the salt and everything, but I get rid of that shell. I don't...
What's he talking about? Peanuts? That's what I thought. About peanuts or sunflower seeds?
That was a terrible call in the Louisville game. I mean, that ball's 8 feet inside. Vandy gets out of the inning. I mean, the ball's hit him in the hip.
Look,
good
that,
God.
That
it almost hit him in the hip.
That pitcher knows he's got
bailed
out.
He knows about hit him in the hip. Yeah. 4 feet inside.
How about our guy Dan Issel, just an arrow through Louisville fans' hearts?
Nice.
And also, did you read where Luke Murray, the assistant out here at U of L, got a job at UConn?
No.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. He seemed like a really nice guy.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's a step up. I mean, that's one of the premier programs in basketball all over the country.
Play that for Blank Baker tomorrow, Process, you coward.
Yes, do that. Yes, UConn's a step up from Louisville. That's Dan.
How did we not lead with that?
Damn right, Dan.
You got to tell me, hey, we have Issel just giving a nuclear opinion.
It's on the sound sheet.
Why, Mitch, I got things going on. You send it at 5:58 at 3:08 or 2:38 or whatever.
Say, I didn't send it really late.
Dan Issel takes a shot at Louisville. That's breathtaking. That's great sound.
I think our man Cream marked that for us.
Because here's the thing. In the midst of all of this, here's what we have. Diener crushes Mac for not doing press conferences. Diener going to make enemies over pools. Diener mentions the drive. Issel, UConn better than Louisville. Mini Diener moan. Nick, Jack's brother, smokes a lot of weed. That's what's around Issel. Feces.
You've got to.
You understand the sound that I have around Dan Issel is feces. We love it. We find it funny. But in the middle is this gem Dan Issel giving a haymaker.
Louisville fans, battle Dan Issel. I dare you. Go it,
come
Dan.
On, Blank.
Go. Come on,
come
Blank.
On, come on, Rummage.
Let's go. Maybe
let's go, Rummage.
Rummage. Go it, your man Issel. Rummage.
Oh, my God.
He sees Issel and Pratt in the hallway. He sees.
Yeah.
He walks past him all the time. He tells me. He stops and talks to him. Stand up. Buck up to Dan. Let's see it. He just said, your program is below UConn. He's right. More national championships in Connecticut than Louisville. Maybe Luke Murray's like, thank you, Chris Mack. Thank you for firing me. Now I'm at a real program with a Hurley.
Baby. I'm stunned right now.
That's great.
I consider Louisville a better program than UConn, but...
Well, yeah.
But you could argue it the other way.
I
understand the argument the other way.
Yeah, I mean,
how many national titles do they have?
Four?
Four, yeah. I mean, they have more than Louisville.
Yeah, I think they have four national championships. I think you look in the annals of players, I think they've got some really damn good players that's
the
come
annals.
Through UConn. I mean, check this out. I mean, the Dan Issel's making a damn good point here.
Texas says, how the hell did you not lead with that? Listen, I'm sorry. Me and Mitch have to have some sort of a conversation before the show, because just in the midst of all of that feces,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, we have Mike Pratt saying, oh, that goes right to your backside. That's what I see when I look down.
Right.
Oh, that goes right to your backside.
I have no idea where to start what they were talking about. I have no idea. It's not basketball.
No, it's not.
Is it horse racing?
It was pizza.
Oh.
I'm gaining weight. It goes right to your back.
Texas says, what is Star Trek?
Star Trek, T-R-E-K. I'm sorry. I talk like a bumpkin sometimes. Apologize. There. Star Trek.
Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Is that better? Star Trek. Part. I apologize to Captain Kirk.
Oh, man. Play the Bobby V a reference. Go ahead.
So, there we go. So that's what's happening tomorrow, which is why I won't be talking at you on the radio. So, I tried to get Lara Overton to come with me. I really thought that would be nice if we could have got a BOGO, buy one, get one, you know, just walk in. Hi, this is my friend Lara. She's an analyst, sideline reporter for the Indianapolis Colts. Could she get a needle stuck in her bone? Does she need it? No, but just looking for value.
I don't even know where to go. Lara Overton. That was random. I don't even know they have her on, but.
Oh, what a stupid way to end today's show.
What an odd conversation that was.
Well, we still got like 10 more minutes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we're not. How late do we want to go here? The Reds are at 6:10. I know, yeah. Strebel's got to get out of here. He's looking at his phone. What do you guys got going on tonight in the Strebel household? And by the way, does Kellen know how desperate Kentucky basketball is? No, you haven't.
I've been shielding him from it.
No, why are you doing that? You just sit him down and say, Calipari's lost his fastball. So we brought in two coordinators, hopefully, that can protect the old man.
Well, he does.
Does he know the allure of Orlando Antigua?
He doesn't, but he does every once in a while. He'll go back and he'll listen to the podcast of the show. So I'll ask him if he's listened to any episodes lately and see what he says.
He listens to the podcast of this show?
He does, yeah.
That's Mitch, what do you think about
that? He does.
Does he ever have questions about any of the things that are said?
No, he just comes out and just fires your takes.
Nice.
Not my takes, your
takes.
Well,
yeah, my takes are right.
Oh, so he takes after his dad.
Yeah. Oh, Mitch. You jerk.
Oh, man. Oh, that's great. So no.
That's good,
man. Oh, goodness. Well, do you want to take a little bit? How long can you stay with us here?
I can stay.
You want to stay with us like 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, I can stay.
Is that good enough?
That sounds great. Yeah, I can do that. Absolutely.
Let's do this then. Do you have any hot? I mean, I feel like we should have got more to Kentucky basketball than we did. I contend. Let me ask you this, because we never got to it. What percentage of confidence do you actually have the Cal's going to have a team that you would consider really good going into the season?
20%.
Oh, wow. 20, well, we should have
20%.
Let's get to that tomorrow then more. Because I'm higher than that, but I'm not as high as I used to be.
I mean,
it used to be 80% plus.
I don't
feel that way now.
I don't feel that way.
Ain't telling me Kellen Grady, sorry.
No, that's my point. Is A, it's cloudy as in who they're going to get in there. B, I'm not enamored with the roster as it is. I mean, I guess I like Oscar Tshiebwe and what I've seen from him, but I don't really know. He only played the one season at West Virginia when he put up good numbers, but took a back step the next season. I mean, Keon Brooks was okay.
And we don't know what's going on with him. Yeah, who knows?
We don't know if he's going to be on the roster or not. Lance Ware was whatever. Jacob Toppin had promise, but there wasn't any like consistency with him. No, you look at that roster as it is right now. It's not good. And then there's no consistency at all as far as, like, a score. They don't have a score like a guy can say, hey, go get me buckets. They don't have one of those guys on the roster
you,
at all.
You feel like if they bring in two guys, one of them needs to be
a stud,
the best player on the team or the second best player on the team, and the other guy needs to be able to
be really
play
good.
Very good minutes you're and not, be a good player.
You're
right?
Not going to sell me on Sevier Wheeler and C.J. Frederick. You give me those two guys, I'm not happy. And that right now.
Will you be happy with Ty Washington and C.J. Frederick?
I'd be happy with Ty Washington.
Why do you hate C.J. Frederick? I mean, if he's a complimentary piece, I think that's okay.
But the way they're set up right now, he wouldn't be a complimentary piece. They need three more guards, in my opinion. They need Ty Washington.
Well, they're not going to get three guards.
Man, then I'm just not going to be that high on the team. I'm just not. I mean, if you give me Ty Washington and C.J. Frederick and that's it, and you look at the rest of the team, we'll see. I'm not sold with that team. That's not a Final Four caliber perennial, not perennial, but a season long top 15-ish type team. That's not what Kentucky basketball – that's the expectation, right?
Expectation right.
is well, that's
what
I'm four.
That's what I'm asking. Did you have one of those teams that's considered that?
If those are the only two guys that he has, no. That will not be – in my opinion, that's not a good team. It's okay. an okay team. That's a team that will get you into the tournament.
Top like maybe, 25 team, you would imagine.
Yeah, top 25, and you get in the tournament. But the expectation in Kentucky is Final Four caliber team. That is not a Final Four caliber team to me. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe Ty Washington is a top 10-ish draft pick. Then that could change things. And Oscar Tshiebwe is really, really good. And Kellen Grady can give you 15 points a game. Maybe that happens.
437-9680. Okay, Reds baseball coming up in about 7 minutes. Mitch, give me the other Mike Pratt sound. What is Mike Pratt talking about when you hear this piece of sound?
All right. Anybody that stands there and lets them rub them.
Come on. Keep going. I thought it was going to keep going. I think the rest of it's like it lets you hose him off. He's talking about horses.
I didn't know what he's stands there and lets them rub him.
Taxer Cal going to start Ty in four centers. I mean, if Kentucky has Grady, Ty Washington.
I like that as a starting
backcourt. I mean, we would go, I mean, would we go Toppin, Brooks, Tshiebwe?
Yes.
How much I like that roster.
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of like, you want Kellen Grady to come in and score like he scored at Davidson, but history tells us that ain't going to happen.
Texas says, I have the feeling Corbello is going. That's the kid
from Illinois.
He's at Illinois because of Antigua. Oh, don't act like Kentucky fans want to take him. Or don't want to take him.
Oh, no, they would. 100%.
Is it Coop? It's Corbello, right?
Corbello, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a baller. There's no doubt about it.
If they can
I don't know if Kentucky's going to be able to sell me this Alvarado from Georgia Tech. That's going to be a tough sell.
Yeah. I mean, we just saw the. I mean,
what happened. Was rumors over the weekend. To me, it's just a tough sell.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I mean, obviously, he played very well against Kentucky.
He's a fine college player. I'd rather have Davion Mintz.
Yes, I'd rather have Davion Mintz. I'd rather have Ty Washington. I'd rather have Sevier Wheeler.
Well, I'm talking about again. If you're selling me complimentary pieces. I think that's the Jared West discussion with U of L.
Yeah, but they're acting like he's a star.
Some people are. I think the Louisville fan base is very split on him.
Yes.
I think they're very split. In fact, I think it's as split as the Louisville fan base has been on a player in quite a while, especially a player we've never seen play because no one cares about Marshall basketball.
Right. I mean, he's kind of, and again, I got stuck in this issue last year with Carlique Jones, you know, with the Radford ties. But I mean, again, you're banking on lightning striking twice with Chris Mack, and I said this before. Maybe he's figured out.
Yeah,
the
but Carlique was one of the top.
He was
top
number
transfer
one
guy.
This guy's like number 50.
Well, he was in. I want to say he was in the high 30s or 40s. For some reason, I thought like 37 stuck out.
I think
to
45.
Me. Okay, you might be right.
I remember talking about it because I had that.
It was
list.
On your sheet of lies.
It was on my sheet of lies, and it was I believe. Oh, gosh, ESPN, it may have been Borzello, his list of transfers, and he was very, very low. If you're saying Carlique Jones, number one, this guy, 45-ish range, come on.
Texas says, isn't Alvarado the jockey? No, his last name's Alvarado, right, at Georgia Tech? Am I saying that wrong?
The guard.
Everyone there, the point guard. Everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, very solid player. Yeah.
This is a Louisville fan, Mintz or Alvarado, and then a bunch of haha. Yeah, well, Jared West, you're starting point guard.
Jared West, these Louisville fans. I mean, it's like this Louisville fan during the draft.
They're all in.
This Louisville fan tweeting at me, Boss Card. I said your name on the air there, fella. Boss Card tweeted.
God, I hope that person has me muted or blocked. Please.
Yeah. During the draft, it had like Alabama and like all the SEC schools. And then,
oh, yeah, Kentucky embarrassed themselves over
but
the
draft. But no, it was before this. It was like, where's Kentucky? And I was like, bro, we just had a first-round draft pick. First one in 7 years. Like, Josh Allen was 2 years ago.
Well, Josh
full.
Allen was, yeah. Was
exactly. Full. He was a full. And then Kentucky ended up getting six draft picks.
Why would you even get into it with someone like that?
Just because he's a full.
Why?
Like, he's a full. Because he's trying to. Then he's like, Mitch, I want you to win. This is a cowardly fool. I want you to win money. That'd be good for the show, too. Unlike Strieble, who wants you to lose everything.
Ah. Well, you do want him to lose money.
Yeah, but I don't need this guy.
Which he does.
Trying to pump up Mitch and be like, I have your back, Mitch.
Mitch,
get out of here.
How much of your apartment have you sold? Any of it?
It's just three things I never use anymore.
Okay, well, have you sold them? That's what I'm asking.
No.
What are your best offers right now? Let's get that out there. What do you have out there?
I don't have a single offer yet.
You say you got four emails about your Xbox.
No, several people have inquired about it. Like, is this still available? And I go, yeah, it's still available. And then I hear nothing back.
So it's an Xbox what? The last version, not the new
one?
No,
it's an Xbox. It's an old Xbox 360, but it comes with the old NCAA football game, which is still like $50 if you want to purchase.
Sure.
And the NCAA basketball game, which is still like $50 if you want to purchase. So all that for $150. And I have a Nintendo Wii that I don't use anymore either. I'm just trying to sell that. And I have a sound bar I don't use. I'm trying to sell that. I was just looking. I lost a bunch of money in horse racing. I looked at my TV. I was like, I don't use any of this stuff anymore. Let me just put it on Facebook Marketplace. And that's what I did, drunkenly Saturday night.
I mean, I'm laughing, but it's sad.
We got Reds baseball coming. We can leave.
Okay. All right. 1-800-9 with it. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.